With the Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort, the 48th Rose, and comments of detractors of the Rosary. Oh yes, the Rosary is all right for old women who can't read, but surely the little office of Our Lady is much more worthwhile than the Rosary, or the seven penitential Psalms. And how could anything be more beautiful than the Psalms which are inspired by the Holy Ghost? You say you've agreed to say the Rosary every day. This is nothing but a fire of straw. You know very well it won't last. Wouldn't it be better to undertake less and be more faithful about it? Come on, my friend, take my word for it. Say your morning and night prayers. Work hard during the day and offer it up. God doesn't ask any more of you than this. Of course, you've got your living to earn. If you were a man of leisure, I shouldn't say anything. You could say as many rosaries as you like then. But as for now, say your rosary on Sundays and holy days when you have lots of time, if you really must say it. But really and truly, what are you doing with an enormous pair of beads? You look like an old woman instead of a man. I've seen a little rosary of only one decade. It's just as good as one of 15 decades. What on earth are you wearing it on your belt for, fanatic that you are? Why don't you go the whole way and wear it around your neck like the Spaniards? They carry an enormous rosary in one hand and a dagger in the other. For goodness sake, drop those external devotions, real devotions in the heart, etc., etc., etc. Similarly, not a few clever people and learned scholars may occasionally try to dissuade you from saying the rosary, but they are, of course, proud and self-willed. They would rather encourage you to say the seven penitential psalms or some other prayers. If a good confessor has given you a rosary for your penance and has told you to say it every day for a fortnight or a month, all you have to do to get your penance changed to prayers, fasts, masses, or alms is to go to confession to one of these others. If you consult certain people in the world who lead lives of prayer, but who have never tried the rosary, they will not only not encourage it, but will turn people away from it to get them to learn contemplation, just as though the Holy Rosary and contemplation were incompatible, just as if all the saints who've been devoted to the rosary had not enjoyed the heights of sublime contemplation. Your nearest enemies will attack you all the more cruelly because you are so close to them. I'm speaking of the powers of your soul and your bodily senses. These are distractions of the mind, distress and uncertainty of the will, dryness of the heart, exhaustion and illnesses of the body. All these will combine with the devil to say to you, stop saying your rosary. That's what's giving you such a headache. Give it up. There's no obligation under pain of sin. If you must say it, say only part of it. The difficulties that you're having over it are a sign that Almighty God does not want you to say it. You can finish it tomorrow when you're in the mood, etc., etc. Finally, my dear brother, the daily rosary has so many enemies that I look upon the grace of persevering in it until death as one of the greatest favors Almighty God can give us. Persevere in it, and if you are faithful, you will eventually have the wonderful crown which is waiting for you in heaven. Be thou faithful until death, and I will give thee the crown of life. 49th Rose, Indulgences. This is the right time to say a little about indulgences which have been granted to Rosary Confraternity members, so that you may gain as many as possible. Briefly, an indulgence is a remission or relaxation of temporal punishment due to actual sins by the application of the superabundant satisfactions of Jesus Christ, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of the saints, which are contained in the treasury of the Church. A plenary indulgence is a remission of the whole punishment due to sin. A partial indulgence of, for instance, 100 or 1,000 years can be explained as the remission of as much punishment as could have been expiated during 100 or 1,000 years if one had been given a corresponding number of the penances prescribed by the Church's ancient custom, canons. Now these canons exacted 7 and sometimes 10 or 15 years penance for one single mortal sin, so that a person who was guilty of 20 mortal sins would probably have had to perform a 7-year penance at least 20 times, and so on. Rosary confraternity members who want to gain the indulgences must be truly repentant and must go to confession and Holy Communion, as the Bull of Indulgences teaches. They must be entirely free from affection for venial sin, because if affection for sin is left, the guilt is left too, and since the guilt is there, the punishment cannot be lifted. They must say the prayers and carry out the good works designed and designated by the Bull. If, in accordance with what the popes have said, one can gain a partial indulgence, for instance of 100 years, without gaining a plenary indulgence, it is not always necessary to go to confession and Holy Communion in order to gain it. Such partial indulgences are many of those attached to the Rosary, either of 5 or of 15 decades, to processions, blessed rosaries, etc. Be sure not to neglect these indulgences. Flamen and a great number of other writers tell the story of a young girl of noble station by the name of Alexandre, who had been miraculously converted and enrolled by Saint Dominic in the confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. After her death, she appeared to him and said that she had been condemned to 700 years of purgatory because of her own sins and those that she had made others commit by her worldly ways. So she implored him to ease her pains by his prayers and to ask the confraternity members to pray for the same end. Saint Dominic did as she had asked. 2 weeks later, she appeared to him more radiant than the sun, having been quickly delivered from purgatory through the prayers that the confraternity members had said for her. She also told Saint Dominic that the holy souls in purgatory had given her a message to beg him to go on preaching the Holy Rosary and to beg their relations to offer their rosaries for them, and that they would reward them abundantly when they came into their glory. 50th Rose, Various Methods. So as to make the recitation of the Holy Rosary easier for you, here are several methods which will help you to say it in a good and holy way, together with meditation on the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries of Jesus and Mary. Choose whichever method pleases you and helps you the most. You can make one up yourself, if you like, as several holy people have done before now. Methods of saying the Most Holy Rosary so as to draw upon our souls the grace of the mysteries of the life, passion, and glory of Jesus and Mary. The first method. Now this is a footnote. This method varies slightly from that which is now well known. St. Louis modified it during his lifetime, but it is given here because it is to be found in the original manuscript of this book. First, say the Come Holy Ghost, and then make your offering of the Rosary. I unite myself with all the saints in heaven and with all the just on earth. I unite myself with Thee, my Jesus, in order to praise Thy Holy Mother worthily and to praise Thee in her and by her. I renounce all the distractions that may come to me while I am saying this Rosary. O Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer Thee this creed in order to honor the faith that Thou didst have upon earth, and to ask Thee to have us share in the same faith. O Lord, we offer Thee this our Father, so as to adore Thee in Thy oneness, and to recognize Thee as the first cause and the last end of all things. Most Holy Trinity, we offer Thee these 3 Hail Marys, so as to thank thee for all the graces which thou hast given to Mary, and those which thou hast given us through her intercession. Then say the one Our Father, three Hail Marys, and a Glory be to the Father. How to offer each decade the joyful mysteries. First decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this first decade in honor of thy incarnation, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy most holy mother a profound humility. Then say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of the mystery of the incarnation, come down into my soul and make it truly humble. The second decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this second decade in honor of the visitation of thy Holy Mother to her cousin Saint Elizabeth, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through Mary's intercession a perfect charity towards our neighbor. Then one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of the mystery of the visitation, come down into my soul and make it really charitable. Third decade. We offer thee, O child Jesus, this third decade in honor of thy blessed nativity, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother, detachment from things of this world, love of poverty, and love of the poor. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of the mystery of the nativity, come down into my soul and make me truly poor in spirit. The fourth decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this fourth decade in honor of thy presentation in the temple by the hands of Mary, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother the gift of wisdom and purity of heart and body. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be to the Father. Grace of the mystery of the purification, come down into my soul and make it really wise and really pure. The fifth decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this fifth decade in honor of thy finding in the temple among the learned men by Our Lady after she had lost thee, and we ask thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother to convert us and help us amend our lives, and also to convert all sinners, heretics, schismatics, and idolaters. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of the mystery of the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, come down into my soul and truly convert me. The Sorrowful Mysteries. Sixth Decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this sixth decade in honor of thy mortal agony in the Garden of Olives, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother perfect sorrow for our sins and the virtue of perfect obedience to thy holy will. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of our Lord's agony, come down into my soul and make me truly contrite and perfectly obedient to thy will. The seventh decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this seventh decade in honor of thy bloody scourging, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother the grace to mortify our senses perfectly. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of our Lord's scourging, come down into my soul and make me truly mortified. Eighth decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this eighth decade in honor of thy cruel crowning with thorns, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy blessed mother a great contempt of the world. Say one Our Father, ten Hail Marys, and the Glory be. Grace of the mystery of our Lord's crowning with thorns, come down into my soul and make me despise the world. Ninth decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this ninth decade in honor of thy carrying thy cross, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Blessed Mother to give us great patience in carrying our cross in thy footsteps every day of our life. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of the mystery of the carrying of the cross, come down into my soul and make me truly patient. 10th decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 10th decade in honor of thy crucifixion on Mount Calvary, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Blessed Mother, a great horror of sin, a love of the cross, and the grace of a holy death for us and for those who are now in their last agony. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of the mystery of the death and passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come down into my soul and make me truly holy. The glorious mysteries. The 11th decade, we offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 11th decade in honor of thy triumphant resurrection, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Blessed Mother, a lively faith. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of the resurrection, come down into my soul and make me really faithful. The 12th decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 12th decade in honor of thy glorious ascension, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Blessed Mother, a firm hope and a great longing for heaven. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of the mystery of the ascension of our Lord, come down into my soul and make me ready for heaven. 13th decade. We offer thee, O Holy Spirit, this 13th decade in honor of the mystery of Pentecost, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of Mary, thy most faithful spouse, thy holy wisdom, so that we may know, really love, and practice thy truth, and make all others share in it. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of Pentecost, come down into my soul, and make me really wise in the eyes of Almighty God. 14th decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 14th decade in honor of the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption of thy Holy and Blessed Mother, body and soul, into heaven, and we ask of thee through these two mysteries and through her intercession the gift of true devotion to her to help us live and die holily. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. Grace of the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption of Mary, come down into my soul and make me truly devoted to her. 15th decade. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 15th and last decade in honor of the glorious crowning of thy Blessed Mother in heaven, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through her intercession the grace of perseverance and increase of virtue until the very moment of death, and after that the eternal crown that is prepared for us. We ask the same grace for all the just and for all our benefactors. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. We beseech thee, dear Lord Jesus, by the 15 mysteries of thy life, passion, and death, by thy glory and by the merits of thy Blessed Mother, to convert sinners and help the dying, to deliver the holy souls from purgatory, and to give us all thy grace so that we may live well and die well. And please give us the light of thy glory later on so that we may see thee face to face and love thee for all eternity. Amen. So be it. A second method of saying the rosary, a shorter way of commemorating the life, death, and glory of Jesus and Mary in the Most Holy Rosary, and a way to curb our imagination and to lessen distractions. In order to do this, we must add a word or two to each Hail Mary, depending upon the decade, and this will help remind us which mystery we are commemorating. This word or words should be added after the word Jesus, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. At the first decade, Jesus incarnate. At the second, Jesus sanctifying. At the third, Jesus born in poverty. At the fourth, Jesus sacrificed. At the fifth, Jesus saint among saints. At the sixth, Jesus in his agony. At the seventh, Jesus scourged. At the eighth, Jesus crowned with thorns. At the ninth, Jesus carrying his cross. At the tenth, Jesus crucified. At the 11th, Jesus risen from the dead. At the 12th, Jesus ascending to heaven. At the 13th, Jesus filling thee with the Holy Spirit. At the 14th, Jesus raising thee up. At the 15th, Jesus crowning thee. At the end of the first five mysteries, we say, Grace of the joyful mysteries, come down into our souls and make them really holy. At the end of the second, Grace of the sorrowful mysteries, come down into our souls and make them truly patient. And at the end of the third, Grace of the glorious mysteries, come down into our souls and make them everlastingly happy. Amen. The main rules of the confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. Members should have their names written in the confraternity book, and if possible, go to confession and Holy Communion and say the Holy Rosary the same day that they are enrolled. Have a blessed rosary. Say the Holy Rosary every day or at least once a week. Whenever possible, go to confession and Holy Communion the first Sunday of every month and assist at the Holy Rosary processions. Remember that none of these rules binds under pain of even venial sin. The power, value, and holiness of the Rosary. A revelation of Our Blessed Lady to Blessed Alan de la Roche. Through the Rosary, hardened sinners of both sexes became converted and started to lead a holy life, bemoaning their past sins with genuine tears of contrition. Even children performed unbelievable penances. Devotion to my Son and to me spread so thoroughly that it almost seemed as though angels were living on earth. The faith was gaining, and many Catholics longed to shed their blood for it and fight against the heretics. Thus, through the sermons of my very dear Dominic and through the power of the Rosary, the heretics' lands were all brought under the Church. People used to give munificent alms. Hospitals and churches were built. People led moral and law-abiding lives and worked wonders for the glory of God. Holiness and unworldliness flourished. The clergy were exemplary. Princes were just. People lived at peace with each other, and justice and equity reigned in the guilds and in the homes. Here is an even more impressive thing. Workmen did not take up their tools until they said my Psalter, and they never went to sleep at night without having prayed to me on their knees. If they happened to remember that they had not paid me this tribute, they would get up, even in the middle of the night, and then would salute me with great respect and remorse. The Rosary became so widespread and so well known that people who were devoted to it were always considered by others as obviously being confraternity members. If a man lived openly in sin or blasphemed, it was quite the usual thing to say, "This man cannot possibly be a brother of Saint Dominic." I must not fail to mention the signs and wonders that I have wrought in different lands through the Holy Rosary. I have stopped pestilences and put an end to horrible wars, as well as to bloody crimes. and through my rosary, people have found the courage to flee temptation. When you say your rosary, the angels rejoice. The Blessed Trinity delights in it. My Son finds joy in it too, and I myself am happier than you can possibly guess. After the holy sacrifice of the Mass, there is nothing in the Church that I love as much as the Rosary. These words to Blessed Alan de la Roche. Having been strongly urged to do so by Saint Dominic, all the brothers and sisters of his order honored my son and me unceasingly and in an indescribably beautiful way by saying the Holy Rosary. Every day, each one of them said at least one complete rosary. If anyone failed to say it, he felt that his day was entirely spoiled. The brothers of Saint Dominic had so great a love for this holy devotion that it made them do everything better, and they used to hurry to church or to the choir to sing the office. If one of them was seen to carry out his duties carelessly, the others would say with assurance, "Oh, brother, either you're not saying Mary's Psalter anymore, or else you're saying it badly." The salutation of the Rosary is worthy of the Queen of Heaven. The holy angels in heaven salute the Most Blessed Virgin with the Hail Mary, not audibly, but with their angelic intelligences, for they are fully aware that through it reparation was made for the fallen angel's sin. God was made man, and the world was renewed. One night, when a woman confraternity member had retired, Our Lady appeared to her and said, "My daughter, do not be afraid of me. I am your loving mother, whom you pray so faithfully every day. Be steadfast and persevere. I want you to know that the angelic salutation gives me so much joy that no man could ever really explain it." Saint Gertrude corroborated this in one of her visions. In her revelations, we find this story. It was the morning of the Feast of the Annunciation, and the Hail Mary was, of course, being sung in Saint Gertrude's monastery. During the singing, she had a vision in which three streams gushed forth from the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, and gently flowed into Mary's virginal heart. The minute they reached her heart, they bounded back to the source from where they had come. From this, Saint Gertrude learned that the Blessed Trinity has allowed Our Lady to be the most powerful next to God the Father, the wisest after God the Son, and the most loving after God the Holy Ghost. She also learned that every time the angelic salutation is said by the faithful, the three mysterious streams surround Our Lady in a mighty swirling current and rush into her heart. After they have completely bathed her in happiness, they gush back into the bosom of Almighty God. The saints and angels share in this abundance of joy, as do the faithful on earth who say this prayer. For the angelic salutation is the source of all good for God's children. This is what Our Lady herself said to Saint Gertrude. "Never has any man composed anything more beautiful than the Hail Mary. No salutation could be dearer to my heart than those beautiful and dignified words that God the Father addressed to me himself." One day, Our Lady said to Saint Mechtilde, "All the angelic salutations that you have given me are blazoned on my cloak." And then she held out a portion of her mantle. "When this part of my cloak is full of Hail Marys, I shall gather you up and take you into the kingdom of my beloved Son." Dennis, the Carthusian, speaking of a vision of Our Lady to one of her clients, said, "We should salute the Most Blessed Virgin with our hearts, our lips, and our deeds, so that she will not be able to say to us, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.'" Richard of Saint Laurent lists the reasons why it's so good to say a Hail Mary at the beginning of a sermon. "The church militant should follow the example of Saint Gabriel, who saluted Mary with great respect, saying the Hail Mary before he told her the joyous tidings. Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Thus the Church salutes the Blessed Virgin before announcing the Gospel. The congregation will derive more fruit from a sermon that is prefaced by the Hail Mary. The priest who gives the sermon has the angel's role, as it were. But in order that the congregation may give birth to Christ in their souls by faith, they must first of all obtain this grace from the Blessed Virgin, who gave birth to him the first time. And together with her, they will become the mothers of the Son of God. For without Mary, they cannot produce Jesus in their souls. The Gospels show us the power of the Hail Mary. People will get help from Our Lady through this prayer. To say it is a great safeguard and a way of avoiding dangerous pitfalls. Mary, our illuminatrix, gives light to preachers. The members of the congregation, following Our Lady's example, listen more attentively and are more apt to remember God's words. The devil, who is the enemy of the human race and of the preaching of the gospel, is driven off by the Hail Mary. This is most necessary because, to quote our Lord's words, there is danger of his coming to take the word of God out of people's hearts, lest, believing, they might be saved. In his first sermon on the Holy Rosary, Clement Lusson says, "After St. Dominic had gone to heaven, devotion to the rosary waned until it was very nearly dead, when a terrible pestilence broke out in several parts of the country. The wretched people sought the advice of a saintly hermit who lived in the desert in great austerity. They besought him to intercede to Almighty God for them. So the hermit called upon the Mother of God, imploring her, as advocate of sinners, to come to their aid. Our Lady then appeared and said, 'These people have stopped singing my praises. This is why they have been visited with such a scourge. If they will only go back to the ancient devotion of the Most Holy Rosary, they will enjoy my protection. I shall see to their salvation, if only they will sing the rosary, for I love this type of chanting.' So the people did what Mary asked and made themselves rosaries, which they started saying with all their heart and soul." Indulgences. An indulgence is a means of lessening the satisfaction that we must make for our sins, even after they are forgiven. It is a grant made to us by the Church from the treasury of the superabundant merits of Christ, the Blessed Virgin, and the saints. It is a remission, in whole or in part, of the temporal punishment due to sin, and is thus known as a plenary or a partial indulgence. Confession and communion are required to gain a plenary indulgence, but it is not necessary to go to communion every time we wish to gain an indulgence. Weekly communion will suffice. The following are some of the indulgences granted to all the faithful. Plenary, for devout recitation of the Rosary, 5 decades, before the Blessed Sacrament, exposed or in the tabernacle. At the end of a novena, in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary. For partial indulgence, 5 years each time the Rosary is said, 10 years once a day for saying the Rosary with others. 5 years each day of a novena in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary. On beads to which are attached the Crozier, Dominican, and Brigittine indulgences, the Crozier 27,500 days, Dominican 5,500 days, and Brigittine 5,500 days each time the Rosary is said. In October, a totius quotius indulgence on the Feast of the Holy Rosary, October 7th, in Dominican churches the first Sunday in October. This means that for a devout visit to the Rosary Chapel or image of the Blessed Virgin, from noon of the vigil to midnight of the feast, a plenary indulgence may be gained for each visit. 6 Our Fathers, 6 Hail Marys, and 6 Glory Be to the Fathers for the intention of the Pope are the only prayers that need be said. For the recitation of the Rosary on the feast and during the octave, in other words, a total of 8 days, a plenary indulgence may be gained on the feast and once during the octave. 1 plenary indulgence for the recitation of the Rosary for 10 days after the octave of the feast. 7 years for each attendance at the regular October devotions or for private recitation of the Rosary. It will be readily seen that we can gain many indulgences through our recitation of the Rosary, thus lessening the satisfaction that we must make in purgatory. We should also offer up some of the indulgences for the souls now in purgatory, asking God to relieve their sufferings. Thus we come to the end of The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis Mary de Montfort. Pray the Rosary often. Listen to these tapes often. We trust it will be inspirational for you, and thank you for listening. This tape and others are available from your religious supply store or order direct from Patrick Henry, Route 2, Box 957, Safford, Arizona, 85546. That's Patrick Henry, Route 2, Box 957, Safford, S-A-F-F-O-R-D, Safford, Arizona, 85546. Thank you.